Blog Talk Radio.
Where would I go without your hand holding me? And how could I live without you? I can't see. Lord, what would I do in life? Where would I go now? How would I handle things? All that I know is I'm
thank you so much for tuning in to the next chapter, Widow Ministry Talk Show. I am Mary Hollis, your host and director of the Next Chapter Widows Ministry. I hope everyone is doing well and you had a great week. Well, we have a lot to talk about tonight. I have lots of great information to share with you tonight. But let me go back. Our ministry is a ministry embracing widows. The next chapter, the purpose of our ministry is to exemplify love to widows through regular encouragement and many decisions about the decision for the first 3 years. And also, we are reaching out to others who have lost loved ones as well. And our scripture read, honor widows that are widows indeed. That's coming from 1 Timothy 5:3. Questions, I have several questions for you tonight. If you are 50 and over, do you have AARP? If you do not have an AARP card as yet, well, it's such an easy thing to get, and it's very inexpensive. You get more benefit from it than you get from the cost. Now, I renewed mine this year. I only do it year by year, I'm going to be honest with you. And it's only $15. And also, for renewing, they give you a gift. I have a nice little tote bag that I'm using now for my exercise stuff that I take to the gym. So just knowing that you get something back all the time from AARP. There's so many different benefits and getting that card, because there's so many discount that comes with that card. You get discount insurance, travel, let me see. I have so many other things to talk about the AARP. Let me see. Insurance, that's all different types of insurance. That's auto, home, and you can also get discounts for life insurance, also the even your cell phone. You can get good rates on cell phone, hotels, all those different things. Car rental, I've used them for all of those different things. But I just got my AARP bulletin, And they have listed some good stuff in there for July and August. July and August series. And some of the things that they are talking about in this article, there's so much good information. They have 99 great ways to save. 99 great ways to save. Where you can chop food costs, dress for less, find hidden discounts, squeeze utility bills, vacation on a cheap rate, and slash health costs. All of those things are in this bulletin, and I get excited about receiving it every time that they send it to every few months, because I like saving money. I'm a coupon person. And when I go to the store, if I don't have a coupon for something, that I get mad because I don't want to pay the whole price, because I love coupons. I love getting discounts. I love finding BOGOs. I love finding different things that I can, you know, it makes me happy when I go in the store and I don't have to pay the full price. And normally when I go to Publix, I look for BOGOs. Buy one, get one free. And if I don't, normally I only get to buy the things that buy one, get one free, unless I have a coupon or something else that I get too. But let's get back to AARP. We're going to talk about that tonight, and we'll end it with some words from the Lord. But I wanted to share some of these benefits that AARP gives if you have one of their cards, if you have AARP cards and you're a member. But first, we're going to go to Washington, D.C., and we're going to talk about the Congress. A couple of things that they share in here at the very beginning of the bulletin about what Congress is doing about certain things. So I want to read a couple of the pieces from the article. And it says, people worry about being misled when investing. Investing may get some help from the Security and Exchange Commissioner. I'll be using the word SEC, and that's abbreviation. That's for Security and Exchange Commission, which has proposed new standard for the advice that financial advisor and salespeople can give. The proposal is aimed at increasing accountability for some financial professional. The SEC is working on a standard requiring all financial salesperson to act in a client's best interest, which is good. Working on the standard requires financial salespeople to act in the client's best interest. It's about time that they think about us. The rules would cover the sales of mutual funds, bonds, some annuity, and other security. So that is a good thing, that they are holding them accountable and making sure that we get the right information and the best interest for the customers. Now, also they talked about here is credit freeze will be free. You know, the other day
my brain is not functioning right. But anyway, you heard about that Equifax had someone to, not the bug, can't even think of it right now. But anyway, they were exposed to our credit information. It was bugged. So pretty much now, because of that, we can get free credit freeze for free. And a new law will allow people to freeze their credit at no cost as a way to make it harder for thieves to take out loans in their names. And Congress included the freeze language as part of a border banking bill, and President number 45 did sign the bill, and the no free service will go in effect in the coming months. So that's a good thing, that if we choose to freeze our credit report, we can do it for free in spite of what happened with Equifax. Another thing that I wanted to mention before I talk about the discounts about Medicare, Congress and number 45 made clear that their fiscal priority was cutting taxes and grow defense spending, and don't worry now about the rising federal budget deficit. And the problem is that when they start doing this, cutting back, Medicare always seems to be is one of the ones that they want to cut back on. So we hope that they will not do that, because I can't understand how Congress can never think about the elderly, and we should always be a priority and dealing and getting these, whenever they're passing a law, they should always be thinking about our elderly people to make sure that we are taken care of. And it wasn't for us, it would not be, you know, a U.S. And also, some of the things that they're going to be doing is on the Medicare, it will cause higher premium, copay, and co-sharing. And Medicare today provides benefits for 60 million older adults and people with disability. And health care costs will keep rising above the rate of inflation. And it predicts that the Center for Medicare and Medicaid service, the more these costs grows, the more strain that puts on Medicare, the country's largest spender on health care. But also want to continue, I want to talk about that 99 ways to save money. And by you having a Medicare card, you're going to get discounts on all of these different things. Now, if you do not have AARP, you should get it. And also make sure that they send you this bulletin for July and August, because it has all these good deals. Now, did you know that there's a website for seniors? I'm going to click on it now. For seniors, that has a list of restaurants that you can get discounts from, freebies, 10% free drinks, free coffee, all of these different restaurants, Burger King, Ben and Jerry, the Boston Market, Captain D's, Chick-fil-A, let me see, Dairy Queen, Denny's, all of these different restaurants that you can go, and Golden Corral's, what else? Krispy Kreme, KFC, McDonald's, even McCormick and Smith's Seafood, they have it. The Oceanair Seafood, all of them have discounts. These are eating places that have gift discounts for seniors. Some of them have 50 and over, some have 55 and older, 60
being over. These are all of these discounts that we can get when we turn, starting with the age of 50. But most of them start with really 55 and older. So just go on to the website to 2018 list of seniors discount, and you'll see all the different restaurants that you can go and get discount. Ooh, free stuff too. And starting off, you can also take surveys and get paid. Did you know that? You can sit at your computer and do surveys and get money for it. And what else? Oh, yeah. Don't pay fees for movies. Now, normally what I do, I go to matinees. And there are certain movie theaters that is cheaper than the other. And you can go to matinees for little or nothing. Now, where I go, I only pay $3.40-something to see a movie. I go through matinee, during the matinee time. And normally what happens is I get a gift card from my insurance company, health insurance, once a year. And what I do, I always get some of that, put some of that on a movie card, so whenever I'm ready to go to a movie, I don't have to worry about paying for it. And plus, I don't pay no more than $3.47. So, hey, I don't like paying a whole lot. Also, ways to save money is clean windows cheap. Mix equal part vinegar and water in a spray for a solution that leaves windows sparkling. That's one way, instead of paying for Windex or something else to clean your, this is a cheap way to do it, the natural way. Also, it says sell to Amazon. This is something I didn't know. The online retailer accepts old items, including video games, books, and Kindle. You can do a trade-in. I never knew that you can sell stuff to Amazon and get paid. Let me see something else here. Cross state. You know one thing? It also say cross state lines for gas. Now, the only state that's closer to me that I always get cheap gas is in Augusta, and I don't want to go 2 hours away just to get some cheap gas from Augusta, but whenever I go home, I always stop in Augusta, and the gas is definitely cheaper. So it says a cross-state line. Now, I'm not going to be doing that just to get cheap gas. But anyway, something else it says, use baking soda for indigestion. Did you know that you can use baking soda, put some baking soda in water, and that will help you with your indigestion? You don't have to go and buy Alka-Seltzer Plus. You can pay less money. Most people keep baking soda in their home. So that's one way of saving money also. Eat for cheap. That's the same thing that I just told you about the different restaurant. Go to the seniorlist.com page and get that list of where you can save money on the restaurants. Shop, get free books, e-books. If you like reading books, get free e-books. You can download nearly 60,000 public domain e-books. Okay. What else are they saying? There's so many different things. I'm not going to read them all tonight. But I want to read some of them and let you know that there's so many different ways. Now, they also gave us some suggestions to do as well, too. It says, skip organic if you peel it. Like, for instance, skip organic fruits if you peel it. An example, if you have to peel a banana, you don't have to really get a, but they're suggesting you don't have to get a organic. And the reason for that, because it has a skin, it covers the what you're eating, so it's okay. Something else, it says any fruit or vegetable that you are eating the whole thing, like for instance a blueberry, an apple, grapes, you need to get organic fruit, those fruits. But bananas, avocado, that it has a covering that you don't have to really look for organic in those different products. So that's something to know. The other thing that they mentioned too, just one second here. Just like, for instance, you go to Aldi and you always need a bag, and you have to pay for that bag. Take your own bags. You know, the bag that you get from Kroger, the bag that you get from Publix, take that bag instead of paying for a bag. Save those little cents. Also, and it talks about coupons, that you can save so much money by using coupons. And that is true, because that's what I do. Okay. All right. And it talks about rental car. And that's where you can get discounts from AARP. This is interesting. Sleep in a man's tea. Well, I know y'all still have some of your husband's T-shirts or shirts or whatever. If you do, they said when we go out and buy lounge wear, we end up spending a lot of money, $30 plus dollars. Just sleep in a man's T-shirt. It's cheap, and it's very comfortable to sleep in. Also, it says dilute shampoo. Most of the time, shampoo is pretty strong anyway, so dilute it with water. It'll last longer, and you don't have to go out and buy shampoo that often. All these little tips. And, okay, here's another one. Okay, stamps, okay. It says stamps. Cut out stamps. Sign up. By cutting up. You know, a lot of us like to buy the money order and mail our own bill. Well, go to the bank and have automatic debit from your account, and you don't have to never worry about having to send and pay your bill by mail, and having to buy a pack of envelopes. And also stamps. Have your bills come through your account automatically. And that's savings. That's one way to save. And also it says, if you don't want to fly, get Amtrak Senior discount. And I know my sister Florence, if you're on the line, I know you can definitely tell them that it benefits you, because you consider to be first class on Amtrak, and you get your senior discounts. And that's how you travel, and you travel, and you like traveling on Amtrak instead of getting on the plane. Another way of saving is, I'm trying to find the best one. It says use your same insurer, and that's mean if you have health insurance, not health insurance, if you have your hazard insurance for your home, get your auto also, because you'll get discount by having several different policies with that company. So this is some of the ways that they say you can save money. I'm not going to go through 99, but I'm going to go to some of them that I thought that was very interesting. And Also, it says, seal your chimney few. Now, I have taken on this. There's a lot of air during the winter months that comes down my chimney, and it makes my den a little cooler. Well, I put a plastic in that area. I put a plastic over, really, in, well, I normally have, a plastic that I put over that area opening if I'm not using the, you know, having fire in the fireplace. Just put a plastic. I have a nice white plastic that sort of blends in with my decor, and it looks pretty neat. And it also helps from that air coming in during the winter months and causing that area to be very cool. So that's one way to save some money instead of going and getting something done. Check out, I mentioned that Amazon also sells things. Amazon also checks, has a warehouse. And before you buy an item, the item might be available at discount. And large items, too, like a lawnmower, large items that you can get at a cheaper discount because they have a lot of things and items in their warehouse. So take, before you buy a large item, check on Amazon and see if you can get that shipped to you. And normally it's free shipping when you get a large items like that from Amazon. So that is something that you can save money on as well. It also says that you can buy through befubu.com. This website offers coupon and you get cash back for purchases from 5,000 retailers. So you can get ways of saving money that way as well. And also it says, take a defense driving class. Now, that's a great idea. I've done that. If you take a defense driving class, you will get a discount on your auto insurance. And you can get it, go through the class. You can call AARP, and they offer Smart Driver Course online for members. But I'm going to suggest something to you. Do not do it online. Go in person. Online, it's longer and it's more. Okay. So make sure that you do not go online. Go to a rec center or somewhere that they're offering that that class because and you do get a discount immediately. So that's all I'm going to talk about as discount because the time is almost over. But please, if you have not, you're not a member of AARP, please become a member. And one thing I want to leave with you, always depend on our Heavenly Father for all that we do and that we need, and He will be a provider. In Psalms 121, 1 through 8 says, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills from which cometh my help. My help comes from the Lord, which makes heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He that keepeth thee will not slumber. The Lord will preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth. And even forevermore. So just knowing that all and what Congress do, just knowing that God will always provide regardless of what we have to go through. He will always provide for us. So always look up to the hills and knowing that God is always there for you through any situation that you may go through. Sorry if I sort of stumble also rattled with papers and stuff like that. I wasn't very much prepared tonight like I normally do, but I wanted to, when I start reading this magazine, I wanted to share that with you, some of the discounts. So please go ahead and get your AARP bulletin and see all the discounts that you can get on a daily basis from AARP, because I use it and it's beneficial, and I'm sure that you'll benefit from it also. So excuse me for me not being well prepared. I made a lot of phone calls tonight on some other things that I needed to take care of. But anyway, our monthly meeting is this coming Saturday from 9 to 11 a.m. We'll be talking about our 15-year anniversary and also our trip that we're going to be going on next year. So please come. And as I mentioned to many, please bring your items that you'll be putting into gift bags for our anniversary, such as little small Kleenex, packs of Kleenex, bookmarkers, inspirational message, and anything that you think that will be encouraged, give someone encouragement when we give out our gift bags during our 15-year anniversary. And that is all I have tonight. So hope to see you at our meeting on this coming Saturday. And that is it. And next week, tune in again, and I'll have an inspirational message. Just wanted to mention about the AARP because I saw all the different 99 different ways to save money, and I know that we all need to save money. So this is one way for you to begin this membership, and that how much it will benefit you, and I'm sure your family as well. And that is it for tonight. Tune in again next week. Be blessed and have a great week.